You served in World War II.
Hey, I remember that.
With the 60th Infantry Regiment attached to the 9th Armored Division.
Right.
Of course, December 7th, 1941, you remember that day. Where were you when you heard about the
Tijuana,
bombing?
Tijuana, Mexico.
That's right. We went down to TJ to buy something. We would get a Huaraches, real cheap there. And we had left Tijuana, and there was a tremendous roadblock.
This is kind of funny.
The police was checking everybody now that was coming out of the Mexico area.
The border.
Well, the Japs had bombed Pearl Harbor, and they were looking for Japanese people that they thought might be escaping to hide somewhere. They checked all of us. I mean, it took a long time to make that trip along the coast back home to Manhattan Beach. It scared us, really.
And that was on December 7th, 1941.
Yeah. We didn't know about it because we were driving in the car and we didn't have a radio. We had a clunky car. Mm-hmm. And why I giggled a minute ago was when they stopped us at the border, I have dark hair and I had real, real long hair. And living at the ocean, I was real brown. And they thought I was a Mexican, a green-eyed Mexican. Anyway, they were questioning me. They thought I was trying to get out of Mexico. I'll always remember that, being taken for a Mexican.
Were you drafted or did you volunteer right away?
I was drafted. I had a good job. I was working North American Aviation, which is right at the airport, LAX Airport. I had a good job, and I was getting deferments. I guess I ran out of time. It was my turn to go. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go for your basic training?
I went to Anniston, Alabama, from World War I. It's still a facility. They knew what they were doing. I remember a remark made by one of our incoming sergeants. We're going to teach you, as an infantryman, what the people that you were replacing didn't know, or shouldn't know. We are going to make you smarter than those guys that are over there now that you're replacing. That's a slick way to let you know that we're going to get a good training.
Mm-hmm. You were married at this point,
We were married. Our child was 8 months old when he left to go overseas.
And you were how old?
I was 18.
And then, Harry, you were 21 when you went away to the war.
Right.
You saw combat in some major battles, didn't you?
You hit a point. Yes, sir. Traveling there was a trial for me. I am not sailor type person. And we were 10 days on the water. Have you ever been sick for 10 days? I have. To comb your hair is a problem because you don't have enough strength left because you're busy heaving.
You were seasick.
I was seasick. And two of those 10 days, we hadn't even left the dock yet.
Where were you headed then on the boat?
To England. This is a little humor. All the piers are loaded with boats they're unloading. So we're going to have to offload you on a landing craft and then take the landing craft in. So that means you'll be going down a rope descent ladder down the side of the different tiers of the boat. I wasn't up on the top of it, but I was down in the middle. Well, on this short run, they decided that we're going to make a chute. Now, I don't come down the ladder because they come from top. I'm going down a chute into the boat. Well, I probably don't weigh 140 pounds. When you come down a chute, there's two guys at the end that grab your arm to catch you. Neither one of them caught me. I hit the sidewall of that boat. I mean, my eyeball went into full feather. Didn't knock me out, but it made me a little irritated at the people that were supposed to catch me. That was the start of my European.
Wow. Eventually, then, you were involved in the Battle of the Bulge.
Yes, sir. And that was a beaut.
We should say at the beginning here that this was a major German offensive. It was launched toward the end of World War II through the forest in Belgium. Also, France and Luxembourg were on the Western Front of this. The Germans' goal for these operations was to split the British and American Allied line in half, capturing Antwerp, Belgium, and then proceed to encircle and destroy four Allied armies, forcing the Western Allies to negotiate a peace treaty, which did not happen, of course. So that's setting the stage.
That was the coldest place in the world. We had what they call combat boots. which were leather. Good boots were what we've been up to now. But in that cold weather, our feet were freezing. So the Army decided, hey, we'll fix that. So they came up with a rubber boot with a thick felt liner. Hey, these are ideal. Your feet sweat in them, and you're back to the freeze zone again. So what was our helpful item turned out to be a problem item. So it was the coldest place I can remember.
Where were you then during the Battle of the Bulge? Can you tell us what you were doing?
Well, the first day, I remember, we brought you to this area so you can be acquainted to overhead shell fire. He no sooner got the words out of his mouth when this overhead shell fire came in direct. And that cost me four of my friends. We're standing talking, and in that conversation, four of them got hit. I didn't get nothing. I felt the concussion. I felt the thrust. But I also saw them go down. And this is the first day. We haven't been there long enough. We haven't even been introduced to the war.
How did that make you feel? These four around you and you were kept alive?
Not being physically a fighter, I'm mad. But how mad can a person that is not an abusive person be? Mentally, I was really teed off at the German people. I hated them all from that moment on. But what they have just done to the people I took training with.
You were there just a few hours when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us the next succeeding days, what you did and what happened.
I can remember praying a lot. We went to an area that the Germans were throwing artillery to, and they could control what level that it would ignite. They found out that if they let the projectile fall, they could kill more of us. I had tears running down my eyes. I was so scared because there were so many guys. And here, I'm not getting hit. And I'm not seeing anything to fire at. But we got to go from point A to point B because that's where we're going to make our assembly area. And just getting to that is where it cost us a lot of people.
We should point out this all started December 16th and went through January 25th. Of 1945. So obviously you were of the coldest times of the year there.
Yeah. As you get in these towns, we take houses. You got a house that's got three, four bedrooms. Each group would take a room upstairs and downstairs. Well, it got so cold that we run out of wood and we started burning the stairs. There is some humor to this because the guys upstairs were teed up. How are we going to get down? And we didn't give a darn. But we were burning the stairs to keep warm.
The Germans kind of surprised that section there. There was heavy overcast weather, they say, which grounded the Allies' superior air force. But then the reinforcements came along, including General George Patton's.
Yes, this is where I ended up in the Armored Division, in Patton's 9th Armored Division.
Did you see General Patton?
I've seen him from a distance.
You were in his Armored Division.
He had a background, talk-wise, through the group that, hey, this guy is the guy to be with because he has done all of these things in the past. His history shows that he can do it, and we're with the guy that's going to do it. So we were all elated. I mean, our attitudes reflected it.
It made you feel good.
Hey, it made us feel, hey, you're a true soldier. You're a winning soldier.
Well, then the weather conditions improved, which permitted the attacks on the Germans and their supply lines. That sealed their fate completely, and that's when they lost that battle. Tell us some more action that you saw then, being in part of George Patton's Armored Division.
I don't remember the names of the towns. As I say, years have cost me memory loss.
Well, let's talk about Bastogne, because you were there in the Siege of Bastogne. And that was the engagement between American and German forces as part of the larger Battle of the Bulge. The goal of the German offensive was the harbor at Antwerp in order to reach it before the Allies could regroup and bring their air power to bear. German mechanized forces had to seize the roadways through eastern Belgium because all seven main roads in the mountain range all converged on Bastogne. Control of the crossroads was vital to the German attack.
This is where their bombs were more effective. because it ricocheted off of the trees. And they found out that they were letting the bombs off too soon, or the artillery, fusing it. So they changed it to where come closer. And I mean to tell you, we showed the effect of it. We had to get out of there. We finally made it. I remember crying, and I can remember praying and asking for help. And I'm seeing guys prayed as much as me. And they didn't make it, but I'm lucky. I'm still going. And my mind is, boy, did I make the right decision? Yes. Your mind is working all the time.
With all this artillery overhead, you weren't able to be doing any actual fighting. No, I mean, the Germans weren't there.
You're getting from point A to point B. This is the reason you're traversing.
Yeah.
You got to get there. It's the only way you can get there. It wasn't wise to use mobile equipment where we were at the time.
So you walked.
So we were walking.
Many miles?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know how many miles it was, but it was a long way.